everyone. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Medino, Medino. Medino, 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 call me to Medino, the city of Medino, my wish is Medino. My everything's Medina. When I close my two eyes, when I walk and talk, the only things on my mind is the land of Medina. When I close my two eyes, when I walk and talk, the only thing on my mind is the land of Medina. Almighty except my, my only desire.
Jamal Mubarak, my butterflies. Today we're going to be learning how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up to danger and how it's a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be strong and brave in everything you do. My butterflies, do you know when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba radiallahu anhum were in Makkah, the kuffar did everything they could to harm him. They wouldn't even allow him to rest in peace. After he migrated to Medina, the Kuffar still didn't allow them to live in peace because they didn't want them to settle down and propagate Islam or spread the message of Islam. So they made every effort they could to finish the Muslims off, even in Medina. Now, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba were aware of the intentions of the Kuffar, they always stayed prepared. During the early years in Medina, they even slept with their weapons and kept guard over the city. It was in those times that one night there was a loud sound. The people of Medina ran out towards the town to find out what happened. But when they reached there, they found Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was already there, riding barebacked on the horse of Abu Talha radiallahu anhum. In fact, he was already returning with his sword hanging around his neck, and he said, "Don't worry, there's no danger there." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the first to get his weapon and the first to face danger. When others arrived, he was already returning. My butterflies, we're not saying that if there's something happening, like someone is being a thief or someone is trying to rob you, that you should go and attack them. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that in this country where we live, there's lots of crime and there's lots of bad things happening all around. So you need to know that no matter what happens, you need to be brave and strong. You need to remember that no one can hurt you and no one can harm you unless Allah makes it like that. And if He does, then it's a test from Allah. We make dua and say, "Oh Allah, please protect us. Protect our family and our friends from all those bad things like robberies and break-ins and hijackings and killings." my butterflies. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so brave. He was so courageous. He would first look for the safest place. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also would go into the dangerous conditions. He would make sure he was the closest and everyone else was behind him. The one in front is always regarded to be the bravest, and that was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the battles, he would stand and say, "I am the Nabi without lie, and I am the son of Abdul Muttalib." Children, do you believe that people face danger all the time? We don't go out looking for danger, and we don't carry weapons, but we do everything we can to be brave and strong. Is it dark in your room? Do we cry and get upset? No, we stay brave and strong. Is there a rat or a mouse in the house and mummy's all upset? We're brave and strong. No matter how big or how small the situation may be, we try and remember that Allah is always with us. Allah will be there to protect us if we just raise our hands and make dua to Him. This is the difference between a Muslim and a perfect one. A perfect Muslim will follow the guidance and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and will be brave and strong too. But my butterflies, if you're a little girl and you say, "I'm not a boy, I don't need to be brave," then you're wrong. Because the woman in the time of the Sahaba and the little girls were strong too. In fact, the woman in the time of the Sahaba could even protect themselves. They could run out to the battlefield and help the men when they were sick or hurt or injured. That's how brave they were. So butterflies, whether you're a little girl or whether you're a little boy, you need to be brave and tough and strong. And with Allah by your side, inshallah, nothing will ever go wrong. Now let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take some calls.
Allah, 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 Allah.
The lines are open. Remember to call in. Do you know the number? If not, it is 011-854-1548. Don't forget to ask for permission. Start dialing now. We're waiting to hear from you.
Allah, 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 Ya Sayyidi, Rasulana, Ya Sayyidi, Habibana, Ya Sayyidi, Rasulana, Ya Sayyidi, Habibana, Ya Sayyidi, Rasulana, Ya Sayyidi, Habibana, Inni Diya, Riha Saba, Inni Diya, Riha Saba, Yawm Al-Hina, Ard Al-Haram, النبي المحترم الله 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 من وجهه شمس الضحى والخطوه بدر الدجى فوجهه شمس الضحى من خطه بدر الدجى من ذاته نور الهدى من كفه بحر الإيمان بل للسلام روضة بل للسلام روضة فيها النبي Allah Allah, Allah Allah, Allah Allah.
Right, butterflies, let's take some callers. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And what's your name?
Nazira.
Nazira, where are you calling from?
Bakersfield only.
Okay, and how old are you?
5 years.
MashaAllah. Tell me, my darling, are you brave and strong?
Yes.
Yes, you are. I'm so proud of you. Who's your message for today?
Yasin.
Who's your message for?
To my Mubarak, to my mommy, and my nana, my nanny, and my mama G, and my boy, Marikala, and my mama G, and Apakala. All my cousins and to me too.
And Juma Mubarak to you. Tell me, my darling, what nasheed is your favorite?
Juma Mubarak. Yasin, I want to read.
You want to read a bit of Surah Yasin for me? Okay, go ahead.
Yasin. Yasin, Al-Quran, Yasin.
Tell me, do you know the whole surah?
Make dua for me and go Umrah.
Oh, inshallah. And when are you going?
To make the three harams.
Oh, you're going to go and see the three harams. Oh, wow, mashallah.
Inshallah.
You must make dua for us when you go as well, okay?
Allah save the Palestinians.
Inshallah, may Allah save the Palestinians and all those people in the world that are suffering. Inshallah. And what nasheed is your favorite, my darling? Okay, we're gonna play it for you, okay? And mashallah for reading so beautifully. Okay, take care, my angel. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. And what's your name?
Sahla.
Sahla, where are you calling from?
Azharbai.
Okay, mashallah. And how old are you?
5.
And who's your message for today?
Oh, my daddy, my dada, my kala, my cousins, my ummi, and my abba, and my sister.
And who else?
And my nanny and nana.
And Juma Mubarak to you. Are you a brave little soldier?
Yes.
Are you brave? Yes. MashaAllah. And what nasheed is your favorite?
One of Waleed Pastor.
Okay, we're going to play it for you, okay? Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. What's your name?
Shima.
Where are you calling from?
Joburg.
Okay, mashallah. And tell me, are you brave and strong?
Yes.
You are. Mashallah. I'm very proud of you. Who's your message for today?
For my ummi, my abba, my appa, my mommy, my ma, my papa, and my daddy.
And Juma Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite?
Afuba Hubada.
She?
Afuba Hubada.
Alright. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamualaikum.
But my sister wants to speak.
Okay, call your sister.
Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam. What's your name?
Fatima Zahra.
Fatima Zahra, are you a brave little girl?
Yes.
You are, mashallah. Who's your message for today?
For my mom, my papa, my cousins, and my appa, and my sister, and my uncle, my auntie, and my mama.
MashaAllah, and Jama Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite?
Muraya. My cousin wants to speak.
Okay, call your cousin. Call your cousin.
Aisha, come. Aisha. Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam, and what's your name?
Aisha.
Aisha, how old are you, Aisha?
Six.
MashaAllah. Who's your message for today?
Fatima, my mom, Papa, my two boys, my abu, my uncle, my four aunties.
And Jama Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite? Alright, we're gonna play it for you, okay? Jazakallah for calling. Assalamualaikum. Let's take our next caller. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum assalam. What's your name?
Unaisa Gina.
Where are you calling from?
Azadful.
MashaAllah, and how old are you?
Eight.
Naysa, tell me, are you brave and strong?
Yes.
You are, alhamdulillah. Who's your message for?
My mommy, my daddy, my sister, and my brother.
And who else?
And the whole Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Jama Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite?
Our telephone.
We're going to play it for you, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah for calling. Assalamualaikum. Butterflies, let's take one last caller. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum assalam. And what's your name?
Asma.
Asma, where are you calling from?
Joburg.
And how old are you?
4.
4 years old. You're so small, but are you brave and strong?
Yeah.
You are, mashallah. And who's your message for today?
My nana, my nanny, my mommy, and my daddy, and my mama, and my aunties and uncles, and my zakia for, and my daddy and dada, and my aunties and uncles, and my cousins.
And Jama Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite?
Allah made everything.
Okay, we're going to ask our engineer, Brother Salim, to check for you, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah for calling. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum.
Butterflies, let's go for a quick break.
Allah is the one and only God. He's the most forgiving.
Baba telephone,
Olumuhon.
Ya Baba telephone, Olumuhon. Baba bi ulla, huwe muhon. La 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 la. Baba telephone,
Olumuhon.
Ya Baba telephone,
Olumuhon.
Baba bi ulla, huwe muhon. La 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 la
عينه ما بتقدر تنام والناس بتبعد عنه.
مو قلت لي يا بابا انه الكذب حرام؟
رناد نيما پڑھ قرآن کو یاد کرتے بنے جنت تمہارا کریما. رات دن یہ دعا دل سے کرتے پیاری ماں میری لادلی ماں پڑھ کے قرآن کو یاد کرتے ہم کو محنت مشاقت سے پالے ہم کو محنت مشاقت سے پالے اور بہت
آف دا ورلڈ اینڈ آل ہیومینٹی دیر از اے لیڈی دیٹ وی ادور دا مدر آف بلیورز دا اسپیشل ون عائشہ عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہا عائشہ عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہا شی واز دا وائف آف محمد Peace be upon him, we love him so much. Our amazing father was Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, known as the truthful one.
He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made them all? Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, Ilaliko, Ma'asalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera @radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.